"What was that about?" she'd asked Catherine, arms folded across her chest. The professor had given her what Robin thought of as her teacher confronted by a dim-witted student look. Then she'd said calmly, "Nothing for you to worry about."
"I live here too, so it might be."
Catherine shrugged.
"She's agreed to the dig.
I've told her we'll have a contract drawn up."
"That's reassuring.
It'll turn our life upside down."
"I'm aware of that, but I'll be here, and we'll do what I can to minimise the disruption."
With that, she'd walked back to her car, where Ed was waiting. Robin came out of the bathroom and went into the living room to find Ellie there, staring at the empty grate in the fireplace.
"Hey, Elle. You okay?"
She moved towards her. Ellie stopped her with a motion of her hand and then turned around. Robin could see the worry lines deepening in her forehead.
"Ellie, love.
Stop. Don't."
"Don't what?" "I've had to make some hard decisions today, and this one's the hardest."
Ellie took a deep breath and then looked her in the eyes.
"I want you to leave.
It's not working, you being here.
I thought I could handle it, but I can't. And now with this, well, it's too much."
"Ellie, please.
You don't mean it.
I can help you.
You'll need support.
I have friends. Real friends.
Look, Jazz has gone. I'm not interested in her. I want you. I want to be with you."
"And how often have I heard that from you?
That's what you say you want, until the next one comes along."
"Ellie, please. It's different this time."
Robin was rigid with the shock of Ellie's determined look.
"I've made up my mind, Robin. Please, just go."
Ellie pushed past her and ran upstairs. Robin heard the bedroom door slam, the stark reality of Ellie's words finally registering. Ellie sat on the bed, taking deep breaths, trying not to hyperventilate. The events of the past 24 hours flashed through her mind. How could her life change so drastically in that short span of time? The last few months had been hard enough. She thought she could cope with Robin being home again, and it had been comforting at first, just having her around. But then the remembrance of what they had shared for so many years would engulf her. The realization that she wanted her back not just in the house but also in her bed was driving her to distraction. Robin exuded so much sexiness just by breathing. All she wanted was to feel her arms around her again, her warm breath on her neck, her hands feeling their way under her shirt, a mischievous grin playing over her face. However, the feelings of betrayal were also very raw. And the presence at the farm of not just one, but two of Robin's lovers had been hard to take. She knew she wasn't completely blameless. After all, she had given in to a few nights of lust with Catherine. She had agreed, as she knew she would, to Catherine's request to organise a full-scale dig on what the professor was already referring to as the site. Seeing the outline of a skeleton emerge before her eyes had been disturbing. No matter that she avidly read archaeology magazines and pored over images from other places in the country where large numbers of skeletons from the same period had been found, she wasn't prepared for the feeling of dismay at the bones now unearthed on her land. Finally, she heard Robin's motorcycle. A few revs and then she was gone, roaring down the track. The tears she had been holding back all day started to flow. Ellie didn't know where she'd found the strength to go through with it, but she knew it was the right thing to do.